in the Mesilas Yesharim. So he talks about the fact that we have to be very, very careful to constantly order that which we do. And he also tells us that the Yetzer Hara can so deceive us that even though in business we well understand that we have to constantly monitor that which we do, and we don't come, you know, oh, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months from now, I'll see what was going on in the business. We all understand if we're going to run a business like that, it won't be a business. And yet when it comes to running the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Ruchnius for ourselves, not only don't we understand that we have to do that, but he indicates, Lo Samita, even if a wise person, a tzaddik, gives us his insight that this is how we have to run our Ruchnius, we don't even grasp it after that. We may accept it because we trust the tzaddik, but do we understand it? He says, no, we won't understand its the veracity, the necessity of it. So he says, the fact that it's an awesome thing, how much the Yetzer Hara can deceive us. Something which is so obvious. We live our whole life running a business, running our lives, being on top of what's going on, and knowing we have to be ever alert and cautious. And in the Ruchnius is Laisefer. He says, and this is what Chazal taught us, how difficult it is to face the challenges of the Yetzer Hara. The Pasuk states the following, Toshes Chayshech Behiloyim, that darkness reigns and it's night. The Gemara says, what does this mean, darkness reigns and it's night? And the darkness does mean no in the practical world, rain it's night. But what's David HaMelech trying to teach us? In this world, the darkness reigns and it's always night. It's always night. Even with the sun shining at midday, it's night. What does this mean? Let us ponder how significant this statement of Chazal is. When we shamamik lehovinbo, if we stop to learn it in depth, not to pass by it superficially. So the Ramchal is now going to do an analysis of the bush. What is darkness and night? In a choshech halayla, in the darkness of night, right? Remember, there were no street lights. So shnei minei ta'uyos efshalosh yigula inon. It can deceive a person's eye in two different ways. One is the simpler of the two, yichases ayin shalol yirimash makonokah. It is so pitch black that one cannot even discern what's in front of you. I don't see anything. Oh, sometimes in the darkness, what happens? I see a little bit of a chiyata isaumut. I see a pole kilo of them. I see a look down the block, and I think it's a tree. I is a tree rather. And what is it in actuality? It's a person. But all them, and sometimes I see a person kilo woman as if he's a tree or a pole. So there are two types of mistakes of perception we can make. One is simply we're just incapable of observing that which is around us. Conditions don't allow us to do so. And even more than that, there's a person that has a little bit of perception. And in that little bit of perception, he confuses that which he sees. This is a physical state of man in this world. You know, this is the darkness of night for the man's intellectual capacity and wisdom. The Gorim Leishtoi Tuyos, and this causes two errors for the person to make. Number one, Eina Meniach Lo Shehira Makshay Lo Shehidarki Ayin. He does not see the pitfalls that lie ahead of him in life. In other words, he's talking spiritual pitfalls, but a person doesn't sense them. And he's not careful, listen, I shouldn't go certain places, I shouldn't do certain things, I shouldn't act certain ways, because they're going to bring me down. If I would perceive clearly that they would bring me down, I wouldn't do that. But I don't even realize there's any challenge here whatsoever. That's one type of challenge. And I always remember when I come to this part of the Silas Yashon, when I was a child, I lived in East New York. And in East New York, the streets were very dark. They had yet, there was a municipal law, I think it was enacted about 1965, that outside your house you have to put up a light. so it should light up the street somewhere. Before then, there was no such law. And there were minimal street lights where I lived in East New York. The streets were very, very dark. And I remember one Shabbos, I'm on the way to shul. I'm coming out, walking up a nice wide one-way street called Blake Avenue. It's a wide one-way street. And as I'm going down the street, I see there's a huge ditch in the ground, huge. And inside this ditch is a milk truck. And it's basically the front of the milk truck, the grill, is down at a 45-degree angle into the hole, and the wheels are sticking up, the back wheels. Whatever the reason, I can't imagine how it took place, but someone dug a ditch in the ground, and they didn't put any lighting or warning around it. And some guy, milk driver, must have been driving 3 o'clock in the morning, starting his rounds, and he was going down Blake Avenue, and all of a sudden he wound up, boom, didn't know what happened to him. His milk truck was in the ditch. So this is a person, he had no perception before. He didn't see it coming. He had no idea the ditch was there. That's one problem that we have in life. The Nimtzomab saw him hochon lebeta, and the fools proceed along securely. They had no fear at all. They just didn't see it coming at all. That's one thing. The ways, the pathways of the Rishon are dark. They have no idea what that which they must come. The Omar, Orum, Ro, or Ro, Minister, the person. Orum, and this doesn't mean one that's new, but Orum over here means a wise person. That is a person that's shrewd, he sees ahead, and he sees the impending evil, and he hides from it. Upsoil, but the fools, over, they pass right into it, and then also the punch. He just rushes ahead. It's an expression of Chazal, meaning someone that is so secure and so strong that nothing touches him, nothing phases him. They're swallowed up without even realizing they've gone in the wrong direction. So this is a frightening possibility in life, that a person started off on the wrong path, and he thinks the wrong path is the right path, and because of that, he just proceeds onwards, 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 never stopping to think about his course of action, that we should be headed in this direction. And just spiritually, he self-destructs without any realization that he's headed downhill. He's so secure, so confident, he's on the right path, that he doesn't see anything coming. So this is already a very frightening thought in life. For the person to go through his whole life, and he's proceeding full steam ahead, and he has no idea where he's going. He thinks he's going on the Derech of the Rebbeinu Shemayim. And where is he going? He's going away from the Rebbeinu Shemayim. Full steam ahead, away from the Rebbeinu Shemayim. And eventually, spiritually, he does great harm to himself. So this is mistake number one that Ramchal tells us that we need. That is a Toshas Choshek Mi'imor. This world is such a state of darkness that we don't even understand that which is going on around us. And we could look at things that have no perception that they're disruptive. So this is the first mistake, he says, that a person makes. And this is not yet the most tragic mistake. The most tragic mistake is something else. But first, let me give you an introduction. We'll probably really go back to this as Hashem on Thursday. But a person that confuses what's good and what's bad is even worse than the first person. The first person thinks he's doing good. He really hasn't, he just hasn't, meaning to say, he's not aware that of the potential for harm in his actions. he's set off in a direction which is not the best direction. And if he keeps going, he's going to crack up. But he doesn't believe now. He doesn't think he's doing any great mitzvahs now, and he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong now. He's proceeding through life in a normal course. And he doesn't realize he's like that milk driver driving on Blake Avenue that didn't see the ditch. Right now, the milk driver was doing fine. He was driving, doing his work, driving down Blake Avenue, getting ready to deliver the milk. But all of a sudden, something happened. Worse than that is a person that confuses right and wrong. So right now, he's doing what's harmful. There's a person who makes a turn, and he thinks he's on a bridge, and he doesn't realize he's on a cliff. So, okay, so listen, if you're on the bridge, you know, listen, you get a ticket for the state trooper. If you go 10 miles an hour on the bridge, you know, there's a minimum speed. This is a high speed zone. People go 50, 60 miles an hour. If you're going to go 10 miles an hour, the state trooper is going to ticket you. Okay, so you better hit the gas and rev it up to 30 or 40, because otherwise you're going to get a ticket. And what happens? Where are you speeding to? You're speeding over the cliff. So he's even worse off than the first guy. The first guy just is unaware that there's the potential for harm lurks. But he's not pursuing it with great, overwhelming vigor, because he doesn't believe that there's some super mitzvah that he's doing. He's going about life. But the second fellow, listen, I'm doing this. It's important. I'm going to be in trouble if I don't step on the gas and hit it. Put the pedal to the metal, right? If I don't put the pedal to the metal, I'm going to be in trouble. This thing should be going to pull me over. And he doesn't realize, not on the bridge, right or wrong, he pulled in too soon. It's on a cliff. He'll step on the gas and that'll go right over the cliff. So he's even in a more tragic situation than the first person. So we'll take up this second fellow as it's a shadow.